not pie in the sky, but through the experiences, now I can guide you to the next step. Now you're starting the drift. Now you want the stabilization of center. So the next step takes place. Look at yourself objectively in each one of those planes. Don't subject yourself to it again. If you don't want that any longer, forgive yourself. Now, you know what forgiving is? At the next argument, you don't bring it up. At the next pressure, you don't bring it up again. See, forgiveness has love, wisdom, and truth in it. It has red, yellow, and blue in it, doesn't it? Red, yellow, and blue. Three equal portions of red, yellow, and blue make indigo. Unity. Unity, forgiveness. Forgiveness brings you back to the oneness. Oneness within yourself. Physiologically, psychologically, spiritually, one. So forgiveness is the love that doesn't bring it up again. It's the wisdom that knows better than to bring it up again. It's the truth because it is no longer existing. You see. So in the love, truth, and wisdom of this forgiveness, forgive yourself. Forgive others. And that doesn't mean bring it up again. It means you never bring it up again. You drop it. You let it go. You let God. That's the faith part of it. That's wisdom. You're not bound by it. No karma anymore. Love is accepting and sharing. See? Now you've used the threefold flame. You use the unity. You use the forgiveness. You're looking for this forgiveness. Forgiving. Now, what does that say to your consciousness? You're here for giving, not for taking. Forgiving. See? Now you're here for giving the love, for the wisdom, for the truth, forgiveness. Now you have those powers flowing through you. But if there's no acceptance, or if there's you're doing going against the law or the rules or the goal of it, the power of it, or you're going against the truth of it, see, you've broken forgiveness. At the brow, we've been primarily working on the violet. But there's also indigo there. Indigo is individual unity, and it's forgiveness. It's a balance of physiological, psychological, and spiritual states. It's insight and perception from imagination in unity with those three levels. It's seeing those planes and the interplay between them. The orange flame between the red and the yellow, and the green flame between the yellow and the blue, and the violet flame between the blue and the red. You're seeing the play between body and mind, mind and spirit, spirit and body. And when you get a balance in those, you get the indigo. You see? So when you have forgiveness, it frees you and gives you balance. So if anybody's ever did anything against you, mom, dad, father, grandfather, grandmother, uncle, aunt, sister, brother, friend, cousin, boss, the next door neighbor, President Nixon, you see, everybody, you got to forgive everybody, see? Khrushchev or whoever's in charge over there now, what's his name? Balchiptov or something, I don't know. Anyway, you got to forgive him too. You got to forgive the ones that are killing other ones. Got to forgive them also. See, this is the way you're going to get center and balance. You can't hold anything out. As soon as you start cutting things out, you've cut out acceptance, you've cut out love. The quality of love is acceptance to you. Get that realization in your heart just now, right? What a beautiful blue light flash in it. Anyway, so you get this awareness of freedom by forgiveness. Forgive yourself for trespassing against your physical body or not liking it in any way. I love my tummy. I love my head. I love my legs. I love my arms. I love all my joints. I love my bones and my blood, and I love my muscles. And I love my intestines, and I love all of my glands and organs, and I love all of this body. Thank you, God, for being here. Without this body, I have no experience on the physical. And thank you for my emotions, because without my emotions, I have no body for to experience on the emotional plane. And thank you for my mind, or I would have no body to experience on the mental plane. And if I've ever trespassed against these, God, forgive me that I may have clear access there. Forgive me that I may be free in the use of these things. You are the self experiencing all of these things. You're not these things. You're not the body. You're not the emotions. You're not the mind. You're not your experiences. You're not what you're creating. You're not your visions. You're the one perceiving all of that. You're the one that's the actor behind all the actions, the feeler behind all the emotions, the thinker behind all the thoughts, the experiencer behind all the knowledge, the creator behind the creation and the individual seeing. Keep that point of view of an individual consciousness. Now you are walking in the spiritual kingdom. You're now transcendent of this transitory plane because you are constant. What are the things of spirit? Constant. Love is the same yesterday, today, and always. Truth is the same yesterday, today, and always. Wisdom's the same. Purity is the same. The word is the same. But your body changes, your mind changes, your emotions change, this room will change, everything that's here will go, but you will not go. There's nothing here will last 1,000 years from now. Nothing will be here but you, if you stay right here. Because that's constant. That's a constant. And so the things of spirit are constant. You as an individual are constant. The things that your mind, emotions, and body go through are transitory. So hold that constancy of individuality and perfect love and perfect wisdom and perfect harmony, the peace and truth and reality. Hold that center. I am. Don't fluctuate off of it. You know, the only one you fool is yourself. If you lie to somebody, you know what happens? They may later, when they find it out, when they realize that, oh, gee, that wasn't the truth. And you're still running around in an illusion thinking you got away with something. Well, God sees it all. So you haven't got away with nothing. You're God experiencing, so you have fooled nobody. That's an illusion. Don't delude yourself with an illusion, you see, by doing negative things on truth, on love, on wisdom. You see. Be love, truth, and wisdom. Flow in that flame of forgiveness and power to be a unified being. Now I know this is some people are moving. Their shock day is moving. They're breaking free some things. Some people are releasing things. They're going up in the room. You see? Now I'm just about the end. Okay. Questions? Any questions on what we discussed today or any of the classes so far? While you're thinking of the questions, this next week, the exercise is to stay centered. Not self-centered, but centered on the self. See how that's different? Don't be self-centered, be centered on yourself. That's different. So that's the exercise. Stay centered. I am. I am. I am my own. Tetsa om. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am. The law of identity. I am perfect in this work. Thank you, God. Do the work. You're going to find that your efficiency will jump up. You'll get more done in less time because you are centered. It's when you're thrown off center that you start losing efficiency. See? If you're centered on a point and you lose your point, you've gone off center. If you start to do something and you don't get there, you've been off center. Something throws you off center. You see? You may get enthralled in this being still and find yourself going off center because you aren't balancing in that stillness, you see? And you get watching it. Ah, this is different. I love that when I'm going down the highway. I go between Los Angeles and Phoenix, Arizona. Have you ever gone between those two and they get that long desert highway out there? You know what happens? I get out on the highway and I become still and the car becomes still and the world turns. And I'm concentrating on my breath. So my mind is paying attention to the breath. The next thing I know, I'm pulling in to get some gas. So the world stops. While I get the gas, I get back out on the road. The world begins again and I am still. You see, it's a different point of view, I'll tell you. It gives you instant action to take any movement instantly. But now you have to be self-determined to make the movement. The point is to be self-determined. See? And next week we'll talk about how to program turning off at the right exit when you leave someplace and you get into that state. The autonomic nervous system is a great servant. We'll talk about that beautiful autonomic nervous system next week as we go into the powers of unity and mastery. Because the autonomic nervous system is a great servant, and you can program it to do anything. And as you progress, you will find out how to program it to do what you want to do and go where you want to go and be what you want to be. And you put the charge there and you will meet the charge. When I want something, I ask for it. And guess what happens? Persons, places, and things come to help me. You're never alone. See? You're never alone. As an individual, you're never alone. You're with all other individuals. Isn't that wonderful? There's only one God. See? There's only one, infinite number of ones. And they're all the one. All the ones are in the one. See, like attracts alike. There's nothing opposed to the law of one. There's no opposition to the law of one. There's only opposition in duality. That's why you get to the center. There's no opposition. See? Okay, questions? You continue to do that. What it does, it, as long as you desire to do it, till you get to the point where it's stable.
Yeah,
30 seconds to a minute, you gaze on the flame. But where you look at the flame is you look at the tip of the wick in the center of the flame. That's salt. The flame will move. So if you watch the top of the flame, your eyes might be going back and forth like this, you see. But if you look at the wick, you'll find that the wick stays still even though the flame is moving around it. See? But when you close your eyes, you will just get the image of solid flame. Okay, that image should stay directly in front of the third eye. Should be held right there. Sometimes it looks like it's right here, sometimes a little further out. But it'll be right here in front of the third eye in one of these areas as you're looking. Okay, and you hold that. Steady. And then you'll notice if it drifts off this way or drifts off this way or goes up or goes down or off this way, off that way, which way it's going.
Goes left or right, okay. Up or down.
And all you do is then you relax, open your eyes, look around till the image or reflection inside is gone. And then you go back to gaze again and you hold your mind. You'll find where you have the sense of balance. When you're traveling along upon electromagnetic lines of the universe, if you wish to go to Alpha Centauri, you would concentrate on Alpha Centauri and move across its light rays. But immediately, if you pay attention to something else, you would go in that direction. You see? So it's a matter of sustained, concentrated attention to take spiritual flight in the universe. Most people don't have that ability. Most people can't look at the sun. When they close their eyes, they got a bunch of squigglies in there. Instead of one solid round ball, see, a blue ball, or a violet ball, depending on where the sun's at in the sky, you see. And so if you're gazing at the sun and you start wiggling around, you can ruin your eyes. It'll burn a bunch of nerve endings, see. But if you're steady with your gaze, the sun won't harm you. The same way with the flame. If you're steady with your gaze, it won't move. It won't be all squiggly. But if you're not steady, then it'll drift this way or that way. Now you know which way you're drifting off to, which direction. And you can start correcting that balance. Okay, what does that do? That corrects the balance in action. When you take action in your job or in a relationship or in an idea or something, an experience, you have balance in it. See? And so that's what the exercise is for. It gives you a principle of balance, and then you adapt the principle into action through your mind, emotions, and body. So by studying the flame and being steady with the flame, you'll get that awareness. And it also helps your auric sight, because you see the wick, you see the flame, you see the light around the flame, you see the light around that, you see the rays to the room. You see? Other questions? I try to answer most of the questions when you thought them. That's how you thought a question, I answered it. Yeah. I do that. It saves a lot of time. Let's take a break. In the manifestation of psi-genetic forces, spiritual application of prana life force energy, it's important that you obtain this level of sight, being. Now, you predominantly are coming from some level, but you notice in the readings, and a lot of you have had readings here, that when looking, I can pick up periods in your life stream. And that's because I did the past life regression I taught you about 3 weeks ago. And by this time, you should be back hundreds of years if you continued your practice. But you won't go any place unless you do that practice. The further back you can go in that regression, consciously, the deeper you'll be able to see into another life stream. And so I did the exercise for 9 months to have the power I have at this point. So I continued to do that exercise by the regression for a 9-month period. And it became an automatic thing to do for me. And pretty soon my consciousness was taking it, that I was always the one that was driving the vehicle. When my perception was going backwards, I was always the master. I could put on the brakes or accelerate it. Now your goal is to reach the point that God created you as an individual conscious manifestation, a superconscious spiritual being, a drop of the ocean, a part of God, so, or whatever you want to call that, ultimate reality, thatness, God, Jehovah, Yahweh, you know, you've got so many names, Abba, Baba, there's all kinds of names that we call the Father, the God, the one that created us, the creation, you see, infinite beings, cosmic force, something. Well, you want to get back to that point where you were created. That point is a very dynamic spiritual center. From that point, now you can look through the life streams and you're able to pick up anything that's going on in another individual's life stream. Don't get hung up if you see that you were a bugger and killed a bunch of people. Because there isn't anyone sitting in this room that doesn't have death, disease, and suffering experience in their life stream, including yours truly. We've gone through these stages. We've been subject, and in those stages, we're not pure in experience, but we're pure in being. So we want to get before the world was, I am. Before the world was, I am, this point of manifestation. And so that's why, that's how long you do that exercise, until you get to that point where you have a God-conscious realization. That's the point of spiritual power. Now, some of you may not do this exercise, some will. If you don't do it, don't get hard on yourself because you didn't do it. And if you haven't done some of these things, don't go back and say, oh, it's too late. It is never too late, you see. And there's not too much to do, because you only take one thing at a time. And if you only want to take one exercise and master that, that's fine. You can take. I would suggest the Rainbow Bridge as the exercise to master, the ability to going over that bridge. The reason I'm telling you that, because when you leave this dimension for the last time, when you leave physical consciousness, you're going to travel over that bridge. And if you can do it consciously, you will make conscious ascension. And so that's a practice of our church, that's a spiritual power that we've been practicing in our church for many years, to make conscious ascension, to leave this body in full consciousness and go to God consciously, not to be drawn off into any other field or any other level of consciousness. So that's one of the most powerful exercises we give you, and one of the most simplest, and it seems like one of the most hardest for people to do. Because there's a point when you start getting that ascension power where you transcend. So don't be hard on yourself. If you haven't created your rhythm, that's fine. Determine to do what you want to do. And if you don't want to do the exercise, determine not to do it. You see, if you do want to do it, determine to do it. It's all up to you. It's a free will choice. But I can tell you what the benefits are, and that's what we're doing, is sharing the benefits of doing those exercises, doing those disciplines. The power is in the discipline. The power is in the repetition, the ability to do it at will. When I go in there, I don't say, okay, let me see if I can get in the mood to do this reading. I go and do the reading, and then the next person comes in, okay, and then the next person comes in. I don't say, well, I got to have, you know, a half hour here to straighten out from the last reading. And some people do that because they don't have detachment. If any of you have signed up, how many have signed up here for the crystal class on this Saturday coming up? There's a crystal class coming up. We're not going to have that class this Saturday. I want 10 people for that class, and I'm not giving the class till I have 10 people. I have 10 crystals that are charging right now, and I'm not going to give them out until I have the unit, 11, 10 people and myself. That's God's revelation to mankind, and that's what the revelation is. And the 10 people, I need that for that principality, that power, that nucleus in this area. And I need those 10 people, and those 10 people are going to make a difference in this area. If they never read anybody or they never do anything, they're going to make a difference because they've had the energy, you see. And that's the important thing to me, is to create this nucleus here so that there's power in this Bay Area to save it from things that are going to happen here. A lot of you have seen, heard the things that are going to happen. The war is close than you think. And it was predicted many years ago, and it's still going to manifest physically unless this energy is raised. Destruction is scheduled for all coastlines on the whole planet. Because of the move of the axis, the water doesn't move as fast as the earth does. And when the earth twists, the water will move slower, so it'll go over all the boundaries of all of the coastlines, over the islands, and all of those things, because of the planet shift. We haven't seen Halley's Comet yet, which is one of the key factors to the shift, you see? And the prophecies of the fire of the sky can be the tail of Halley's Comet hitting the atmosphere of this planet and switching it. Or we have a conscious ability now to cooperate with this evolutionary shift, to move from our physical beingness to our light beingness. Do you know how fast you would be vaporized if you were 1 mile from an explosion of an atomic bomb? What is it, 3/5 of a second? Completely vaporized if you're within a mile of that explosion? Well, that sounds like an instant translation into light. And if you have it together, you'll go to light. You see? If you don't have it together, you're scattered. Your atoms are scattered. This is spiritual warfare. Destroy the nucleus. Destroy the atomic structure of another being. But if you're in the spiritual, this is all about. This is what this whole training is, to have that ability to stay within the spiritual realm, to stay in those higher levels of consciousness. So the prophecies are still there, and we can get caught up in what's happening with the weather and everything else, all the transitory things, but the power and the momentum of man's experience has got to catch up with him, and now is the time for the cosmic forces that can happen with Halley's Comet coming in, the Saturn effect of the alignment of the planets. It does make a difference on this Earth. People say, oh, gee, it's real strange. We're getting hurricanes down there or tornadoes down in Los Angeles, up around Roseville, and that's pretty close, isn't it? See? That isn't ordinary weather. We're not having ordinary weather, you see? And we've had earthquakes in diverse places and weather changes in diverse places. 1 degree temperature at the equator has changed the wind structure of the planet and how the winds blow and where it rains and how much it rains. Notice how many times that the jet stream has dropped way down to the southern part of the United States when it usually goes up, it's up higher, it's up further on the planet. It's because this planet is wobbling 18 degrees on its axis, and so the atmosphere is not wobbling the same as the planet, so the patterns are changing, you see? But you can't see that from the planet. You've got to get off the planet and look at it. And see the mountains stir the sky.